Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Earlier this morning, we're talking about nicknames. You know, as a kid, a lot of people had nicknames. And the reason I'm bringing this up is a friend of mine decided she wants to have her own nickname she creates.
But you can't do that. You can't make your own nickname.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'll give you an example of some nicknames. You guys remember the movie Goodfellas? These are some of the nicknames.
And then there was Mo Black's brother, Fat Andy.
How you doing, buddy?
And his guy's Frankie the Wop.
You got in trouble?
Freddie No Nose.
How you doing? Yeah.
And then there was Pete the Killer, who was Sally Balls' brother.
Wait, took care of that thing for you.
And you had Nikki Eyes.
What's up, guy?
And Mikey Francesi.
That guy, yeah, I want to see him.
And Jimmy Two Times, who got that nickname because he said everything twice, like...
I'm going to go get the papers.
Yeah, so there you go. I mean, you have to earn your nickname, especially like in a movie like Goodfellas. You were saying you had a nickname when you were younger, too.
When I was in high school, everybody called me Sweaty Palms.
Why Sweaty Palms?
Because I still have sweaty palms and I get nervous.
Yeah. But they could tell, right? You were like, was it dripping off your hands every time you lift up?
I wouldn't say dripping, but I'm sure if I touched somebody's hand, and I was a band kid, you could tell on my flute.
I never liked that when you shake somebody's hand and I have sweaty palms.
Well, my palms aren't sweaty right now. Here, you want to feel?
No.
Feel my hands are not sweaty.
No, so stay on your side of the plexiglass. We're good. Do that. But my friend Mary, we were out in Philly a couple of weeks ago, and she got herself a food dehydrator, and she started dehydrating all different peppers, and she said, I'm going to change my name. I'm going to be known as Mary Peppers because I'm doing this. And her boyfriend, Larry, goes, you can't come up with your own name.
Right.
Your name has to be given to you.
Correct.
By somebody else. So that's what we're talking about this morning. I got to find these. Wait, remember these from before? You were kind of feeling sad for some of the names that
yes,
we had there.
So people can be so mean.
We put it on the Froggy Facebook page earlier today. What was your nickname and why were you called that? Stephanie Lynn said, I'm not sure why, but I was called Step On Me instead of Stephanie.
I don't like that.
It's not nice at all. Christian, who's a woman, she goes, they called me Pissy Chrissy because Kissy Chrissy they didn't think was cool enough. I guess she used to wet her pants. She went on to tell and her uncle named her
or Chrissy.
Chrissy. And then there was Willie who said my nickname was One-Eyed Willie because I'm blind in my left eye.
Oh.
So these are all the
it's
ones.
Not it's not kind. Like sweaty palms. It's not kind.
1-800-570-1013. Desiree's on the phone. Desiree, what do you got?
When we were in fifth grade, my now husband nicknamed me Fungo Tongue.
Fungo Tongue?
Yeah. Fungo tongue, like fungus on your tongue, because I have a geographical tongue, so it has like cracks all over it.
Oh. Ew.
And he told people I chewed on glass and that I had a fungo tongue.
Oh my. And you married him, huh?
Yep.
Do you have a nickname for him?
I have some choice ones that I probably should say.
Don't sit on the sideline. Join the conversation. Call Doc and Jesse at 1-800-570-1013. Froggy 101.